Lord, for another opportunity to bring forth the wonderful plan of salvation. We thank God for life, health, and strength, for victory over the enemy, for victory over sin. Another year to glorify his righteous name. I'm going to briefly send some reviews out here about 1 Timothy. We're just going to take off where we left off previously before a prophet comes forth with the word of God, because we've got time constrained a little bit, briefly. Let's go into 1 Timothy chapter 4, that we're talking about. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So, pardon me if I'm trying to kind of expedite this, because I just want to wrap up some things before prophet comes forth with the word as given, led by the Holy Spirit. And in verse 2 it says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. The reason why I am really pushing this is because there's so many people who are not really understanding or grasping the concept about spiritual warfare, and that you have got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. We've got to put on our whole armor that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy, and we cannot any longer say, hey, why did the Lord do this? We can't blame the Lord for anything when he has fully equipped us and given us the ability, by being in the unity with him, by his Holy Spirit, to go forth and overcome. So we want to make sure this year that we are overcoming and that we're enduring to the end. But in order to to understand how to overcome and to press towards our end results in the Lord, we've got to understand that what we're up against, and this year and even these past few trying seasons, it's been a lot with the wave of seducing spirits and doctrines of devils that you can't even imagine. You may say, oh, this one person, oh, they just don't believe in women ministers, or this person, they just don't believe in this and that and this. But it's more to it than that, because when you are not allowing the Spirit to completely reign, then you're straying away from what the Lord has designed for the liberty to be through Christ Jesus. And we hinder when we say, well, the Lord doesn't want this, or he doesn't want this, don't do that, don't do this, like the Bible talks about in Colossians chapter 2, then what we're eliminating, the ability for the Spirit to work. Signs, miracles, and wonders will follow the believer. And the Bible says that all things are possible through Christ Jesus. So I just want to make sure that we recognize what we're up against, because if the enemy could come in and have you departing from the faith, and like when we left off the last broadcast where, you know, we're talking about how it doesn't happen immediately. This is something where the enemy sits there and he throws those darts, and he continues to throw those darts of falsehood, and then you start believing this way, and then you start believing that thing, and that Lord won't do this, the Lord won't do that. And he sits there, and then he'll start to have you feeling guilty, and you feel guilty for not doing that, and he starts bringing things up from your past, okay? So with all of this, he'll start hitting you with darts of familiar spirits to have you go back to the things that you have already repented of, and he'll start bringing that stuff back to you, and you start feeling guilty for this and guilty for that, and then the next thing you know, then you're surrounded by bitterness, okay? And this is not, God is not the author of confusion, all right? So these are some of the things that we war with. Remember, we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, and rulers of darkness of this world, all right? And so you don't understand how that has a trickle-down effect, a domino effect. Now, if you start going and dealing with familiar spirits, and then you start saying, hey, well, this happened to me, and this is the reason why I did that, and this is where it all starts, and then you've got to open that wound that has been healed by the Lord, and you're starting to open those wounds back up, and then all of those people that were associated. So then you got this person that was involved in the situation, that person. Now you're upset with that person, and you hadn't talked to them in years, so now you're upset with them, and you're upset with them. And this is what the enemy is using to create turmoil, and he's using that to create chaos, and then what you thought you were over, you're not over, and then so he's bringing up this overwhelming with unforgiveness, and then all of this starts a trickle-down effect of warfare. And what it seems to be a natural thing is, oh, I just want y'all to of stuff that was in the sea of forgetfulness, and how the enemy tries to bring up stuff that have been cast out of there. And the Lord says, when you repent your sins, I will remember no more. So that's important, okay? When we're sitting here, we're giving up all of, you know, how we have these resolutions, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that. It's important that when we're establishing, yes, you repent. Everybody repents the first of the year for some reason, but that we walk upright and we desire to seek His face. I mean, this is a way of life. This is not a temporary thing, because you feel like, oh, tomorrow is not promised, so you're going to, you know, do this or that. But this, we have to understand that this is a way of life. The Lord has established us with firm foundations of faith. We want to do His will and do His purpose, and He has established us with the fear of the Lord, a reverent fear of the Lord, and faithfulness, okay? The just shall live by faith, and we have to remain faithful, okay? At no cost, okay? But Jesus paid the price, and with all of that's going on, the enemy wants us to turn away, okay? And to turn back to the old man. He desires to have us to walk in sin, and that very faithfulness that the Lord has established us in, the holiness, the righteousness, He wants us to go back away from that. So we want to make sure that, you know, we know what the enemy's tactics are, but we also know that Jesus Christ is faithful to perform the work that He began in us. So, you know, before a prophet comes forth, it's important to grasp that concept, because here for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about picking up our weapons and fighting. We're going to talk about overcoming principalities, how to overcome, okay? The main reason why people struggle with sin is because they never truly learn. We can sit here, we can preach to the high heavens, and you can jump and shout, but the point of this lesson is that we have the information that we need to grow in, something that we can apply to our life. It's not something that, oh, I remember the title. I remember that title. She said, pick up your weapons and fight, but how do you do that? How do you do that? And we sit and we jump and, oh, we had such a good service, but I don't really, did you have these tools to actually apply it to your life? You can say, I know how to do this. I know of Jesus, but really having a relationship is saying, I'm going to be obedient to His commandments. I'm going to be obedient to His will and purpose, and I desire to know what the Lord's will is for my life, and so I'm going to seek Him. Okay, how do I pray? How do I seek the Lord? How do I really show forth the fear of the Lord with the wisdom that He has established? He said, that is the fear of the Lord, okay? The wisdom is the fear of the Lord. That's what's been established in the beginning. So we have all of these words, and people give us all of these, and we got many instructors, okay? But how to actually put forth the actions in our life so that we bring forth that fruitful harvest to the Lord, okay? Because the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And there's many people right now who think that they're saved, they're claiming the name of Jesus, and they're still spiraling downward, dealing with this thing and dealing with that thing, because they need to know how to apply this word to their life so that they can overcome and endure until the end. So it's important that, you know, we get all of these tools that we need. We're not just going to talk at you, but that we give you these the foundational tools, the pillars that we need to really walk in the boldness and the confidence given by the Spirit of God. So without further ado, we're going to have the prophet come forth, amen, with the word of God for this segment.
Amen. We thank Pastor for those words, not just words of encouragement, words to live by. We need to start living by the word of God. Words to live by. Stop just shucking and driving and doing all this stuff, talking about what you're going to do and what you're going to do. Let's be about our Father's business. Let's be about our Father's business. And if I had a word or theme today, it would be just do it. Just do it. We talk a great talk. We just talk a great talk. And especially this time of year, at the new year. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to conquer the world. But you have to put forth the action. Even in the weakest now game today, when we went forth today, we asked in regards to the new year, what we're going to do. All the things that everyone said today, it just takes actions. It don't take a miracle. It don't take Jesus to come down and tell you, you need to read your word more. It doesn't take Jesus to come down and tell you that you need to fast more. It doesn't take Jesus to come down and tell you that you need to do the will and purpose of Him. You need to use the gift and talents that Christ has given you. This is not a miracle. This is not a sign of wonder that you need to see. Just do it. Just do it. Be about your Father's business. We have read word after word after word after word after word. We have went to conference after conference after conference after conference. Some of you don't need no more word. You should be choking off the word of God. You have got so much word in you. You just need to apply the word to your life. Some of you should be choking. Oh, I see so much word. I'm choking on it. Just do the will, a purpose of Christ. Just do it. If Jesus will cause you to be a prophet, be a prophet of the Most High God. If Jesus will cause you to be a bishop of the Most High God. If Jesus will cause you to be a pastor of the Most High God. How do you do that? Seek the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. All other things will be added. You don't need a fresh word. The word is in here. Be the living word. Speak the word under the power of the word that Jesus has given you. Stop on the word. Pray without ceasing. And let's go read some scriptures here. And we have heard this word over and over and over and over. We know it's the end time. We know what time it is. If you don't know what time it is, you got blinders on. We know we're in the last days. We know that men are lovers of themselves, more than lovers of God. Proud, boastful. Lovers of money. We know all these things. We see the signs. We see the times and the seasons. We see the weather. We see the forecast. And Jesus even said you can see the signs and the weather and so forth, but you can't see what time it is. It's time to just do it. I'm just going to read some scriptures for verses of the Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. And I'm just going to read a few verses here. But this word, you need to start absorbing it and become a matter of your heart and take it into your heart and do His will and do His purpose. And stop making excuses and reasons why you can't. My feet are too little. My fingers are too little. Don't have nothing to do with nothing. I'm just not elegant enough. And that's the thing that the adversary is trying to get me. Oh, you don't cross every I, dot, every T. You can't speak the word. You're not a teacher. Pastor to help the pastor. And the Lord so into pastor's life, I came more of a teacher than a preacher. Back a few years ago, I never would have thought that I was able to teach the word because I was a preacher. But Jesus said, people need to be taught the word. So don't say that you can't change. Oh, I don't know what to say to people. Say what comes out of your mouth. Because if you're seeking the Christ, if you're praying, if you're seeking Christ, guess what? The Lord is going to give you the word to speak. So don't stop thinking, I don't know how they're going to receive you. Me. I don't know how they're going to receive it. Who cares how they receive you? Just do it. Who cares? Let the foundation be set by you speaking the word. Plant that seed. Let Jesus do what? The increase. That's this excuse from the adversary. Devil, you defeated on every corner, every avenue I dimension. We're not going to spend our time making excuses why we can't do this. And that's just the devil. That's the adversary. Speak the word. The word is in you. We're all one body in Christ. We're many members of one body in Christ. You speaking the word to somebody in one way, the Lord said to somebody else to speak a word another way, then the Lord comes to speak it another way, and it all comes together in unity. Then that person becomes complete in Christ. And guess what? Everyone does their job. They just do it. Then that person is able to walk in the authority that Christ has given them. Without any delay, it's because, guess what? You delayed because you refused to do the will and purpose of Christ. Because you made excuses and reasons why you couldn't do it. Why you weren't qualified enough. Why you weren't eloquent enough. Why you just didn't want to because you didn't want nobody to really know that you was a Christian. And then some of you,
do you see the Spirit of God? Because you're speaking of man's wisdom and not God's wisdom and Jesus' wisdom. So you need to sit yourself down. I'm telling you now, sit yourself down until you receive the Spirit of God. Because you need the Spirit. And those who have the Spirit, you need all the Spirit of God to reign in your life. It doesn't matter how they receive you with your messages. This is not making people feel good. This is not messages to make people feel good. People need to be pricked in our heart to repent, to go forth and do the will and purpose of Christ. These messages don't have to feel good. I can sit here and speak a message, oh, you all look lovely today. Oh my goodness. It's a wonderful day. Let's just go forth and just try to be a good person. Strive to be a good person. Now, get on your knees, seek the kingdom of God, ask the Lord for guidance in your life. To be led by the Spirit of God. We just can't just go around just feeling good. We got to go forth to do His will and purpose. We have, the design is here. The design is here. Jesus has given us the word, and the disciples were our design. What did the disciples do? They was about their Father's business. Every day. Let's just read 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. And let's read some of the verses. First verse, but concerning the times and seasons, brother, we have no need to ask you to write to you. For you know yourself, no perfect that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. But when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. We know that we're coming to these times, and I'm just reading a little bit here, and we know what time it is. We know we're coming to those times in this season where the Lord is talking about. Let's read down a little further to 12 verse. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who are labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. And esteem them very highly in love for their works. Say, be at peace among yourself. Stop heaping up your own teachers. Stop heaping up your own preachers and teachers and so forth. And recognize the people that are living among you. The ones that are on their knees, the ones that are fasting and seeking Christ. And stop being fooled by these people that are not even seeking Christ. That you just highly esteem them. This is why you can't just do it. Because you are looking at world, man's wisdom, man's knowledge, and that can't be possible to do the will and purpose of Christ. We look into the Word, we look into these people and their books and all that, and they're not being spared led. And you take it as the gospel. And you turn away from the true and living God because of what this man and woman said in a book, what this man and woman said on a TV program, what this man and woman said about this. It is all man's wisdom. And you take away Christ's miracles, signs, and wonders to follow those that believe. Because now you put yourself into a box. So you can't just do it. You can't do miracles. You can't do signs. You can't go forth with the wisdom
right about just feeling whatever you want to feel.
I want them to feel good about themselves this morning, so I'm going to speak this word to let them feel good about themselves. I'm going to worry about my pockets because, you know what, my wife, she want a new jet. My wife want a new Mercedes, or, you know what, I just need another house. So I'm going to speak what thus saith Satan, instead of thus saith the Lord. Because I'm not worrying about Christ, because I'm not even in this for, I'm not in it for Christ. I got this because this is very lucrative. This is a very lucrative thing to be into, this, you know, this Christian thing. You make a lot of money. Now, I can't express enough as I'm speaking this word for us. Let's go forth, no matter what manner of life you be, no matter what, where you're at in life right now, where you think that you miss this small, because the small will be great anyway. First will be what? Last, and the last will be first. So if you feel like a lot of times I feel like, that all these other people are, oh my God, see this. Now, we go forth the best way we know how. No matter what other people are saying, what other people are doing, how good they sound, or what they're talking about they're doing, we just have to do it. Just do what Lord Jesus has called for us to do in our lives. And recognize where we are. We just do our part. And it starts in your community. Where you at in your community, do the work. And I'm trying to put a lot of stuff in a little bit of time, but everybody has gifts and talents. Use the gifts and talents that Jesus has given you for the uplifting of his kingdom until the kingdom of Satan down. That means if you have a voice, sing to the kingdom of God. We don't need no more blues singers and love song singers. Sing to Christ. Use that anointing that Christ has given you. If you play an instrument, play for the uplifting of the kingdom. Bless someone with your talents. And lots of talents that you have. Even talents to even fix things and so forth. Use it for the uplifting of the kingdom. If you got a construction and you're able to do construction, bless someone in the community. Don't be about charging someone a great sum of money because you're trying to lace your pockets. Be a blessing to someone, and the Lord will bless you. You don't have to charge if you're a plumber or if you're a construction person, whatever you be, a contractor. You don't have to charge them a most of your pay in one. No. Show love. Bless them with the love of Christ. This is how we operate in our community. Using the gift of talents that Christ has given you for uplifting his kingdom and being a blessing to someone. If you may be able to do something for free for somebody, do something for free. It ain't gonna hurt you. It's not gonna hurt you at all. It's gonna help out someone. Now the ones that are called. The ones that are of the household of faith. Be about your Father's business. No more can we delay. Because Jesus is not gonna delay his coming. And Jesus is taking his people away every single day. And we know the crisis that we're dealing with. We know the turmoil that we're dealing with. And we know that many that started out with us are no longer with us. Some will come back to the household of faith. The prophetic word came forth. Some are going to come forth, and some are already lost. Don't be one of the ones that are lost, because it's difficult once you lost to come back, and some of them never come back. So we must be about our Father's business. We must go forth and do the will and purpose of Christ. I'm just going to read a few more other scriptures. The 15th verse. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourself and for all. So don't render evil for evil. This is not eye for eye, tooth for tooth. No. Pray for the ones that despitefully use you. And this is part of the principles of Christ. Rejoice always. 16th verse. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecy. Test all things, hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. This is just principles that we heard before. And we cannot quench the Spirit of God. There's a lot of work out there that still needs to be done. And there are always going to be a remnant of people that are going to do the will and purpose of Christ. Will you be that one that's just going to do it? Are you going to be that one on the sidelines coming into 2022, if you make it to 2022, saying, okay, I'm going to do this year. I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to do this that year. All these great things that you're going to do, when all it takes is just for you to go forth and just do his will and purpose. We'll have Pastor come out and close us up. We thank Jesus for the word, and just a simple word, just do it. All right?
Well, he has definitely wrapped up what the Lord had from the Lord on high. So I'm not going to come behind that. We just thank God for that word. We receive it on fertile ground. Now it's time to go forth and just implement it to do the Lord's will and His purpose. And I'm going to share with you briefly what we were discussing earlier in regards to the long-term and short-term goals. I know He's done the preaching portion of it, but it's imperative, you know, that if you want to receive all what the Lord has for you to receive, that you set these goals for yourself so that you're not turning around each year saying, you know, in the back of your head, you're saying you want to do this, but you don't actually put forth the action to do it because you really didn't set forth these goals. You just have them. It's a dream to you. You know, Jesus is real, and He's not a dreamer in that sense that, you know, if this is not fantasy, this is not entertainment. You know, He has given us these dreams and visions to go forth in them and to walk in the love and the boldness and the confidence. So, you know, we're setting forth goals to accomplish, and we're doing it before the Lord, not to say that it's our will, but to say we recognize His will, okay? That's the way we're honoring the Lord. We're saying, I recognize what you desire to do in me, so I'm going to take it, and I'm going to take it under advisement so that you can bring forth the fruit in my life. So that's why we're setting these spiritual goals, to say, you know what, I'm going to start praying more, I'm going to fast more, I'm really going to get in my word more, and not just read a word, or not just read a psalm, because the psalms, they're great, they get us through, it makes us feel, you know, that, you know, we understand the trials and the tests. But the meat of the word, the gospel that says, okay, this I need to make sure that I understand about the character of man in the last days so that I'm not turning away because of all that's going on in this world. To understand, okay, the Lord warned me about these things, to really get to the meat of the matter, not just the milk of it, just to say, oh, I did an inspirational feel-good song, but really, you know, we have to eat the whole loaf. So this is why we're doing this, so that we're able to stand. Okay, so we've got to eat all of it, okay, so that we're able to stand in this evil day, all right?